This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. You're listening to a special KALW presentation of The Intersection, an audio series that looks at change in the Bay Area through physical intersections and street corners. KALW's David Boyer is taking us to the corner of Golden Gate and Leavenworth in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. The Tenderloin is one of the poorest neighborhoods in a city that has one of the largest gaps between rich and poor in the country.
I work two jobs right now. I'm working day and night.
I want a nice job that's gonna get paid $15 an hour with good benefits.
You wanna clean up this corner? Don't bring San Francisco police, bring HR.
Here again is David Boyer at The Intersection.
When it comes to jobs and upward mobility, there are a few signs of hope in the Tenderloin. One of the most prominent is the Union Hall right here on the corner of Golden Gate and Leavenworth.
Actually, I think I'm going into the Union Hall to see what I had to do to become part of that union so I can start getting some work to put a roof over your head. I mean, sometimes I have a roof over my head, sometimes I don't.
The union he's referring to is Unite Here Local 2. It represents 12,000 hospitality workers in San Francisco and San Mateo. And it's been right here on this corner for 40 years.
I mean, this is the home of the American dream. This is the home of people who clean toilets and wash dishes.
That's Kim Jackson, a former cocktail waitress who has worked for this union for more than 30 years.
This is where, you know, working people can have enough control over their lives to where they can plan a future for their children. This is the place right here on the corner of Golden Gate and Leavenworth.
It is not an understatement to say that Kim's dedicated her life to the cause. Kim agrees to give me a tour and school me on the basics of union organizing. But first, she wants to make sure I talk to some of the union's rank and file members.
My name is Josephine Rivera. I grew up in a small town in the Philippines named Laguna. I left the Philippines 1986 when I was 15 years old. So I worked as a room cleaner at the Marriott for 15 years. Cleaning rooms, it's back-breaking. It's pretty hard. So one day somebody talked to me about the union, that they were like trying to organize us, like giving us information. They told us about the room quota, that when you have a union, instead of cleaning 17 rooms, you'll be cleaning 14 rooms. And then on top of that, the benefits make a big difference. We have childcare program. Right now, my daughter, she come here for the last few months to study the SAT, make sure that she's gonna get a good grade. That will impact her, you know, for the rest of her life. I just have to like save money for college. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I meet back up with Kim.
How did it go?
It went great.
Yeah, that is the union. Our members are more than 50% women. We are certainly more than 50% people of color. Very, very large percentage of immigrants. Hospitality industry, it's hard work. It's dirty work in many cases, and immigrants find this work as kind of the entryway to the economy, and that's certainly true here in San Francisco. We certainly have many people who live in the Tenderloin because this is the cheapest place you can live here in San Francisco. And I think that a lot of people, it may be your first stop, but maybe once you get a good union job and you get an economic foothold in this city, maybe you're going to move your family into a quieter neighborhood.
The way most people become members of Unite Here is they get hired at a hotel that's already unionized. Or like Josephine, they work at a hotel where the workers decide to organize and vote to join. But there is one other way to get all those union benefits. It's by being a member of the hiring hall.
We're going to the hiring hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
110 to 120.
The building.
Again, I have 4 spots left on job 7. If you don't even need our list, if it worked, they need to come there right now.
We enter a room that looks like an off-track betting parlor, with linoleum, fluorescent lights, and a row of bank teller windows. There's at least 200 people. Some are lined up along one wall, others gather in groups. They're speaking what sounds like 20 different languages, and they're all watching one guy who's calling out the jobs.
Job 12 is coming.
So the hiring hall is the place where,
120 to 130.
Let's say there's a convention, and so there's a big, huge banquet at Hotel X downtown. They'll call the hall, and they'll say, I need 30 banquet waiters and 20 bussers and 5 bartenders. Our folks will come in here. The people who've been here the longest get to choose jobs first.
130 to 140.
And that's why there's a guy barking numbers over the PA.
15 is closed, 170 to 180.
He's calling members in order of their seniority. There's also a guy keeping track on a chalkboard of which gigs are filled and which are still open.
Again, I have 4 spots left on job 7. If you don't even need a list.
The really important thing about it is that it takes what is basically contingent work in most places where there's no union and turns it into a real job. So you can work in 5 different hotels over the course of a week or a month. And between all of your jobs, you will have worked enough to get medical benefits.
So I have 2 left on job 23, it's breakfast. 1 left on 7, and about 10 left on 8.
My name is Santiago, Santiago Reyes. What's going on around here? Are we getting jobs for the weekend? They have jobs in all the different hotels, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
My name is Luis Mascarenas. I work out of the Union Hiring Hall as a server and also in the kitchen. I live in the Sunset, but some people live far away. They come all the way from East Bay. They also come over the Golden Gate Bridge. You can always work when you want to work. And then also, we get a pension, we get vacation, sick leave.
50 to 160.
Ah, only 10 more jobs.
Friday night, that's it. 7 to 9. 90 to 200, 1 to 10.
He's calling the numbers fast. Nobody wants it. Everybody's working.
90 to 100. Okay.
Okay, then.
I'm gonna be back in about 2 minutes. We have one.
See ya.
Bye. Kim meets me outside the hiring hall, and our tour continues around the corner.
So now we're going inside the Union Hall proper. As you can see, we're not real big on decor. It's fairly clean in here, but it's pretty run down. As you can see, as we're wandering around, what you mostly see are big meeting rooms, because that's what a union is when people meet together to decide what course of action they want to take.
All right, everyone, thank you for coming. This is our last meeting of the year. It's been a busy year, right?
We got a new president.
So now I have the honor of running these membership meetings. So we want to take stock of 2015 and what we were able to accomplish as a union. And then we want to start to look ahead. What does the next year look like? What are the priorities for our union? And to position Local 2 for when our contracts expire in 2018. And the battle that we're going to face.
Sometimes we have to go on strike. Sometimes we take action against employers, union and non-union, if that's what the workers decide that they need to do.
And that's why, for the past 7 years, Local 2 members gather week in and week out at a non-union hotel in the financial district. After often grueling day shifts at nearby hotels, union room cleaners and servers head directly to the picket line to show and shout their support for the non-union workers inside.
My name is Elena Duran, and I work at the Palace Hotel. I'm a food server. I've been a member of the union for 24 years. I'm original from Mexico, and I love to be at the picket line. For instance, Le Meridian, we are picketing right now. Those people, they want to be unionized. They're looking at, okay, if I unionize, I will have job security and healthcare, that instead of paying $500 or $600 a month, I will pay $10. It's a big help.
The protest lasted nearly 12 hours, and about 5 p.m., several dozen protesters sat down and blocked the front doors.
We blocked the entrance so people wouldn't get in. And it was fun, and I was on the news. My son calls me, and he says, my auntie just called that she saw you, that you get arrested. Is that true? And I were like, yes. And then he said, where are you? And I said, oh, just coming out of the police station. And he said, oh, mama, again? And I was like, yeah, it was fun.
You know, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has and it never will. It's really, really hard struggle, but we win.
So they will not stop picketing until the workers at Le Méridien can vote on whether or not to unionize. Closer to the union hall, just one block away in fact, another battle is just beginning.
Okay folks, we're gonna get going.
The dilapidated Renoir Hotel is being redeveloped as a luxury hotel in the middle of Mid-Market. The area has been written off for decades, but in 2012, Twitter moved in, followed by a bunch of other tech companies. And within the last couple of years, it's been changing, fast, and filling up with more expensive apartments, retail, and restaurants. So when the owners of the new hotel refused to commit to allowing its workers to organize, the union was having none of it.
There is no guarantee that these won't be dead-end, low-wage, no-benefit jobs. My name is Anand Singh. I'm the president of Unite Here Local 2. You know, we're not just a union for hotel workers in this city. This is our neighborhood. And we want to make sure that as things develop and as money flows into the mid-market area in the Tenderloin, that it doesn't go to, you know, precious few at the very top of the ladder, but really all boats are raised equally and working people have a fair shake.
So they'll do what they do best, apply pressure. They recently held a press conference right in front of the worksite, and long-timer Kim Jackson says they won't rule out picketing.
You know, it's going to be easier to picket if we have to because it's a block and a half from the union.
In the meantime, she's keeping her eye on the big picture.
You know, look, one of the most wonderful things about working for my union is that we do make a difference in people's lives. And we organize people to make a difference in their own lives. But it's all about organizing. I mean, that's what is going to change and or save Golden Gate Avenue, is organizing.